Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with peaches. I hope everyone is following the recipes. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, just you can go straight to www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and drop me a line, and I'll help you out as much as I can if some of these recipes seem a little bit difficult. But if you just listen to my words of wisdom and what we're bringing to you here on Agnet West, I promise you're going to learn how to cook. The next recipe we have is a smoked halibut with a brulee peach. And this is a fun recipe because halibut is one of those delicious fish that really could take on some of them sweeter flavors because it is so thick. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with this and let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is four halibut steaks. And I always yield four because there's four people, you know, in my family. It's always what I do. If you have more, then just grab one more halibut steak for every additional person. We're going to get a lemon. We're going to slice it into a quarter inch slices. And we're going to lay a lemon on top of each one of the halibut steaks. This is very important. We're going to put 2 tablespoons of roasted garlic olive oil. I prefer using Rosenthal olive branches, roasted garlic olive oil. It's a phenomenal award-winning blend. If you don't have that, whatever you have should suffice. But we do got to have some garlic in there because it balances out with the peach and with the lemon. And then what I'm going to add here is some salt and pepper, and I always do it to taste. And I want to make sure this is really nicely seasoned because this is our only seasoning here. We're not going to put this in a pan at all. This is going straight into the oven. And then I also like to use Cooking Sensation seafood seasoning. Master spice maker Joey Mila does a phenomenal job. And the seasoning that he does for Cooking Sensations for the seafood, it's the perfect balance of everything that goes on a really good piece of fish. And then I like to get some farmer's market peaches. And we are going to put those on top of our fish. We're going to take the seed out. We're going to leave it open. And we're just going to put them right on top of the fish. We're going to go ahead and throw that in the oven. When that comes out of the oven, which is approximately 7 to 8 minutes, depending on how high you have your oven should be no more than 325 degrees. 345 should be okay. But we remember when we're cooking fish, it's a slow and low process to make sure it's not all dried out. We don't want to have the fish with all the beautiful flavor escaping. We want to try to keep that in there as long as we can. I'm going to put a little bit of sugar right on top of my peach, and then I'm going to grab my brulee torch and I'm going to brulee the heck out of that peach until I get a nice little brown shell. And this is such a fun recipe. I think you'll really love it. But remember, for this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Check out our cooking show at www.foodietv.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.